This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough.
Let me
start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right. Glad to have you in the house. It's Kevin McCullough, and we've got some sobering stuff to discuss tonight. Bernie Kerik is going to join us in the first hour to weigh in on the Pittsburgh shooting. And then for the ladies' lounge tonight, fan favorite Bridget Fetisy is back with us. She hasn't been here in quite some time, but had a lot of requests to bring her back. And she's kind of wound up on a couple of stories. I'm eager to talk with her in the ladies' lounge tonight. And we've got a new sponsor to introduce to you. It's going to be a great evening. I hope that you will stay with us for the full 2 hours tonight. Radio Night Live, live from New York City. And no matter where you're coming to us from, whether it's via radio or television or you're watching the online stream on Facebook or anywhere else, friends, we're grateful to have you here as we are every Saturday. My phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The phone line's open throughout the duration of the show tonight. And we will take your calls on just about anything. But my thoughts are, of course, with the breaking news tonight and the fact that we have had another citizen, another 11 citizens slain in reckless violence in what appears to be a hostile, anti-Semitic, Jew-hating rampage by a man who, if he's not clinically unstable, I don't know how you would define somebody as being so. But obviously a pretty tragic thing in Pittsburgh today when a synagogue that is the home congregation for three different congregations saw this tragic death and maiming and shooting and injuring others in the process. We have a little bit of a summary of all this. It's from tonight's NBC Nightly News. Ron Mott is the reporter in this report.
The Tree of Life Synagogue is up the street here, about a block. There is still a heavy law enforcement presence here. Tonight we're uncertain whether the bodies of those who were killed remain inside, but I can tell you this about this synagogue. Three congregations celebrate their faith here. They were doing that this morning when this carnage unfolded, and in this Squirrel Hill neighborhood, a largely Jewish neighborhood, you can imagine they are devastated here tonight, and the entire city of Pittsburgh is in mourning.
Every available unit in the city needs to get here now.
Shots rang out just before 10 a.m.
We're under fire. We're under fire.
The chaos unfolding at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. The community ordered to shelter in place.
Do not come out of your home right now. It is not safe.
As many as 100 people were inside. Members had gathered for the Saturday service and a baby naming ceremony.
We are pinned down by gunfire. He's firing out of the front of the building with an automatic weapon.
Dozens of local and state police, along with SWAT teams, rushed to the scene. The shooter was leaving the synagogue when confronted by police. He then barricaded himself inside, armed with an assault rifle and handguns.
Be advised, we have a suspect to negotiate a surrender at this time.
He surrendered an hour later. Veteran law enforcement officers shaken by what they found afterwards.
It's a very horrific crime scene. It's one of the worst that I've seen. It's very bad.
Loved ones in disbelief, a city in shock.
It's just a really surreal experience, right? When something that we know takes place in other places that's so random, strikes so close to home, it's just horrific.
11 dead, 6 injured, including 4 police officers. Authorities are identifying the shooter as 46-year-old Rob Bowers and say this was a hate crime.
The members of the Tree of Life Synagogue conducting a peaceful service in their place of worship were brutally murdered by a gunman targeting them simply because of their faith.
Bauer's social media rife with anti-Semitic messages.
This is our community, whether you're Jewish or not, and, you know, we're all here, and hopefully there's ways we can find to support each other through this.
The FBI now investigating his background and what led Bauer's to attack this synagogue. Ron Mott, NBC News, Pittsburgh.
All right, so that was the NBC Nightly News report on it. And here's the thing, and I would really enjoy your take, trying to get some feel on what this is meaning to America as a whole tonight. 888-340-3373. I think that it says everything you need to know. When he was entering the synagogue and as he was firing, screamed out, "All Jews must die." In fact, on his social media, the day before, he kept talking about how the fight was going on and how he could not be convinced to stay out of it anymore. So he was going to engage. This is disturbing and weird, bizarre at the very least. I don't know of any threat that the Jewish community in America has ever posed to anyone. This is just despicable. Well, I'll tell you what it is, and I'm not gonna mince words on this. This is not a problem with guns any more than the bomb problem this week was a problem with bombs. It takes human fingers to pull a trigger, and it takes human hands to put bombs together. It takes human decisions to execute those plans and to go and to try to attempt to murder fellow Americans. Now, the left and the media, you know, the anchors that look down their noses at everybody in the world, the celebrities who have such a high view of their own opinion and they believe so strongly that they know better than everyone else. All of those types of people are going to talk about the fact that he had an AR-15. By the way, that's not an automatic weapon. It's a semi-automatic weapon. That report was inaccurate in what they said. His handguns were also semi-automatics. But again, the media will run to the minutia of what tools he used to carry out his attack. But here's the thing, friend. You had a guy using glass shards and a PCP pipe and other types of materials earlier in the week sending bombs to people, and no one's focusing on glass shards or PCP pipe or any of the rest of that. And that could very well have taken lives if he had been, you know, half an ounce smarter. We're not talking about, like, really, truly deep intellects with either of these individuals. And now they've gotten what they were probably seeking, fame and notoriety, a certain degree of reputation. But never mind that they'll spend the rest of their lives, you know, behind bars. I hope that what President Trump said is right. I believe that these men deserve the death penalty. You try to willfully kill Americans in cold blood, the way that these two guys have, I think you definitely deserve to stand trial for it. And if found guilty of that crime, you should, in fact, be put to death. You do it because of the reason that the celebrities don't want to talk about being the problem. Here's the innate problem with what we do. Every single one of us, that includes you and me, look in the mirror tonight. You want to see the problem with mankind, you'll see it staring back at you. We are born as sinful, depraved creatures, and apart from some divine, God-based intervention in our lives, murder becomes the norm. You know how I know? One generation into his creation, you had one brother kill another. Second sin recorded in the Bible was murder. One brother of another one. We are jealous. We are angry. We do not hold our tempers well. It is by God's grace and his divine providence that we don't kill each other all the time. You want to change the issue of murder in this country, mass murder in this country, you have to start addressing behavior. You have to start addressing the types of things that we're teaching ourselves and our children and our society to believe. You have to say something different than, a child at this age is nothing but a clump of tissue. But if they're in a synagogue and shot by a gunman on a Saturday, now they're a human being. You can't keep making those two constantly dissonant ideas of equal merit in the culture. Because you're confusing and driving already broken people into further craziness.
I don't doubt at all that you have that mental illness is plays a part in why mass shootings and mass killings occur. But we add to that when we take the moral clarity of what should be right and wrong and we purposefully confuse it because elites want to have abortions and they want to ignore what God says about every other area of life. This is the problem. Not the guns, not the bombs, not the inanimate objects that sit on shelves. None of them do anything by themselves. The problem is human behavior. Human creation, what we are doing to ourselves, and the amount of mental illness and insanity we're passing down one generation to the next. Now, if you're ready to have a serious conversation about this, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I've had enough. I'm not going to tolerate the media's nonsense on this. We're not going to go there. This is not about some piece of metal or some piece of plastic. Those metal and plastic cells didn't do anything. It's what the humans are doing that is the problem. Kevin McCullough coming back live from New York. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Times Square. A little bit drizzly, a little bit rainy tonight, and in the heart of that rainy New York, we find our next guest. Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on some 300 radio stations across the country and 66 million TV households. It's always a good time to get together. Not a good time to talk about the news, though, because this is a very disturbing week. And my next guest actually made a prediction on the first day of the bombing discussion during the week. He said to my afternoon drive audience in New York, he said, Kevin, we're going to find out that this guy was a nut job. And he said, we're going to arrest him within 3 days. And with two and a half days later, there were cuffs on the bombing suspect. But Commissioner Bernie Kerik was the commissioner on the day that 9/11 occurred. He's also served his country as a advisor for national security policy issues for the Bush administration and others, as he has lived abroad in several of the Middle Eastern countries that we have relationships with. And he rejoins us here at Radio Night Live. Bernie, it's good to have you. Thank you for being here again on a very difficult night. I know that this shooting in Pittsburgh has some fairly reminiscent corresponding ideas that you keep talking about every time one of these things goes down, but soft targets are a problem, and if we weren't, if we didn't know it before now, that today's shooting certainly does it not?
Yes, it does. And look, I think the thing that people, if they have to get into their head that this is the world we live in, that these types of things in our country should not surprise us. And we need to be prepared. There has to be preemptive and proactive measures to secure these soft targets, especially houses of worship, government buildings, sites that, you know, people like this would target. This isn't, you know, it's not brain surgery. It's stuff we've been talking about since 9/11.
Yeah.
And there are still areas, you know, it's like, the president said today when he was getting on Air Force One this morning, you know, if they had an armed security agent, armed security guard at the synagogue, it may have helped. And you know what? Whether you like that issue, whether you like that, you know, policy or not, the bottom line is he's right.
No doubt about it. And the same thing with the Florida school shooting. And I know you and I talked after that occurred. If you didn't have things particularly, and I'm not saying the synagogue did, but in our schools we have signs up that say gun-free zones. It's like you're advertising that people are vulnerable and defenseless. Bernie, let me ask you this.
Yeah, but Kevin, listen,
go ahead.
Just on the gun-free zone thing for a second. Bad guys don't give a damn about signs.
Yeah.
They don't care what that sign says. They don't care. So you could have a gun-free zone all you want. If they want to do bad things, bad guys who want to do bad things, they're bringing a gun. And there's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, no, it's well said. Let me ask you this as the former commissioner for the NYPD, because New York has large, thriving Jewish communities throughout the city, and we have not seen something that has been of this nature for a while. What are the unique challenges that a city faces in dealing with a Jewish community that may very much just mind its own business most of the time? I've often found the hatred for Jewish people to be mostly irrational, because unlike
where you have some debate over, you know, Islam, where there's people say, no, there's a peaceful form of Islam, and then there's, of course, the terrorists. In Judaism, there's no one that is the terrorist. They're all just good people. They're all just quiet people. They go about their business. They engage in commerce and help a community when they move in. And does it present a unique challenge for cities in particular to deal with the Jewish element?
It does, but it's, you know, nothing that cities and communities shouldn't be thinking about already. And I'll give you an example. In New York City, we have some of the biggest synagogues in the country. In the world. And if you go there and you look at them from the outside, you'll see they have planter barricades outside where you can't drive up to one of these buildings. You couldn't drive into one of the buildings. You couldn't get a vehicle through the barricade, number one. Number two, their internal security mechanisms, their technology, their cameras, their alarms, there's panic alarms, and I'm not going to get into all the details.
Sure.
But, you know, there are armed personnel in a number of the synagogues in New York. You know, it's the world we live in. And we have to get used to it. And, you know, these locations will become targets at some point, and we have to be prepared.
Let me ask you, pulling the camera lens out a little bit, because the bombing story this week, and as I said, you were on my show early in the week, and you predicted that law enforcement would have it wrapped up within 2 or 3 days. You were spot on the money. You said it was probably a loner nut job that didn't have friends or family. Evidently, he was living out of the van that he had plastered with stickers. What is your assessment at the end of this week in terms of what it has done to our national psyche? Is this something that should, in fact, even be discussed or impacting in the elections? And if so, how? I mean, what are your thoughts about where we are as a country after these violent
things? Well, look, a couple of things. One, I don't think it should have an impact on the election, you know, either way. Whether the guy was a Republican nut or whether he was a Democratic nut shouldn't have any, you know, reflection or impact on the election, because the guy, he's a nut. He's a crazy man. There's something wrong with him. So, you know, we have to come to the realization that people like that are out there. They're out there on both sides. So don't say Donald Trump is responsible for what this guy did. And don't say that, you know, Bernie Sanders was responsible for the guy that shot Congressman Scalise in the ball field in Virginia.
Right.
That's not the case. This is the world we live in. We're going to run into people like this. You know, take the political rhetoric down a notch. If we learned anything after this weekend and the Scalise shooting, knock the political rhetoric down a little bit. You know, you can have differences of opinion in politics, but, you know, to basically call out the president and say, he did this. You know, I heard journalists this week talking about it was the president's fault.
Yeah. Well, Schumer and Pelosi, within minutes of him calling for peace, and then John Brennan on a stage in Austin, Texas, almost simultaneously to his time on the stage at the Wisconsin rally, where he was saying, "Let's come together. Let's, you know, let's fight these terrorists. Let's, you know," he was uniting the country. Brennan's down there saying, "Yeah, it's the president. He's a nut job. We've got to deal with him."
Well, that's actually why I walked off CNN. That's the night I walked off CNN. I was being interviewed about the bombings, and, you know, they said Brennan's going to come on and talk about the device that went to CNN. And I thought, okay, he's got an enormous amount of experience. The purpose of us, me, Brennan, and others talking to the press is to educate the American public on what to look for.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate, Bernie, the common sense you always bring to the discussion. I know we interrupted your dinner tonight for you to join us, and I'm grateful that
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
vigils are being held for the victims of the mass shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The attack occurred inside the Tree of Life Synagogue during a baby naming ceremony. Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich.
The scene is very bad inside. There are multiple fatalities. There are at least 6 injuries, to include 4 police officers.
A maintenance man who hid during the attack said there were 3 congregations meeting simultaneously, with as many as 100 people present at the time of the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Speaking at the annual Future Farmers of America convention in Indianapolis, President Trump said anti-Semitism must be confronted everywhere it happens.
We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035. Go.
So glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York, and happy to chat with you. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Today's shooting in Pittsburgh, obviously a horrific series of events. 11 people dead, several injured, including 4 police officers. Heard earlier that 2 were in critical condition, but one has since been upgraded, I think, since that time to be in good condition, and all of them are expected to pull through. But we are, you know, we're watching and waiting. The man that did this, I won't use his name. I don't like to do that when these people do these things. I don't like to give them any credit at all, nor will I use the name of the man who sent all the bombs to all the politicians this week. But I do think that we are grossly missing the point in our culture as a whole about what causes this violence, about what causes this type of justification in someone's mind that they can do this and get away with it. And I think that until we begin to address kind of the crux of that issue, it's kind of useless to talk about what legislatively and other things can be done. Maybe you disagree. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm curious if you agree with Bernie Kerik. He said it three times in our time together in the last segment, that this is the way of life now, that this is what life is going to consist of, that there is a need to harden soft targets, and that if we don't, we can expect more of the same. Those that would purport to be in favor of gun control solving this problem, they're going to keep saying, well, you take away this type of gun and take away that kind of gun. Eventually, they're going to say, take away all the guns. That's the only thing that will really satiate the hard political left in this country, is for all the guns to be taken. But when that is done, and these things still happen, you're going to have an even bigger problem than you have now, because you have no one that can defend themselves. Now, obviously, today, and I think that Bernie was right, if that synagogue had had an armed security guard, that would have deterred. Maybe it would have prevented him from ever doing it. You know what the presence of law enforcement, armed law enforcement, does when people know that it's there? The amount of crime that it deters just from the presence of being there, it's something like 33% to 40% less likely to ever happen just because they know it's there. Now, if they know it and they see it, then that is added to, like, I don't know, 75-80% less likely. But you start talking about the statistics of how crimes are committed and what it means when you have someone who's an armed guard that is there and present. Like, of all the targets that I think that somebody may try to hit in the future in New York City, it's not going to be the Oculus at World Trade Center where I come in every day on the train. You know how I know that? Because on any given day, they will have as many as 6 to 12 on the main level of that huge shopping mall, armed military, with full-scale armament, automatic weapons. I mean, they're there. They're in full uniform. They add to that usually a half dozen NYPD somewhere wandering the hallways. That's going to be the last place that anybody ever tries this kind of stuff, because they're going to have to be willing to give their life immediately to try to pull it off. And that just creates within most of the linear thinking criminals that are out there, this is a bad investment of my time. So imagine if we had that at every school across the country. Imagine if you had retired military, armed, present, there. Do you think those are the schools that school shooters are going to target for to carry out their notion of what they want to pull out? I don't think so. You know why these types of shootings don't happen in states like Texas? Because people they don't know if the guy sitting next to them is carrying. I mean, there's such a presence of immediate response that is ready to go, that it deters the bad behavior from the beginning. And that's my point. If you want to stop this from happening in the future, you have to do something that incentivizes the behavior to be different. You have to try to get them to think differently about what they're doing. Because if they believe that they can get away with it, they're going to be more likely to do it than not. So anyway, 888-340-3373. Now I've got another very exciting thing to tell you about. We've got a brand new sponsor that's coming on the show, and the founder of that company is going to join me next. But I want to take your calls throughout the rest of the show tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough live from New York. Don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
All right, tonight, live from New York. That's a live shot of Fifth Avenue if you're watching on Biz TV or streaming with us on social media tonight. We're glad to have you regardless, and thank you for being here. I'm very excited to introduce a brand new sponsor who has a very relevant reason for beginning their sponsorship at this time of year. It's all about something called an enrollment period. Going to talk to him in just a second. But first, I want to take Frank's call from Des Moines. Frank's been patient. Frank, real quickly, what's your thought tonight?
Hey, Kevin, you got Bernie's got exactly half the equation. You've got to harden the soft targets. You've got the other half, which is stop treating symptoms and address the root causes of the hatred. The symptoms are the bombs and the guns, etc. The means to demise is irrelevant. So if you can figure out how to get that message across to the media, that twofold message right there, that's the message to even try to stop or slow this stuff down. If not, it's just going to continue on, basically.
Very well said, Frank. Thank you for your call. And you know now why I had Bernie on. It was a 1-2 punch. That was the whole idea. Thanks, Frank, for the call. So November 1 begins something called the enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act. Do you know what that is? Did you know that it's the law that you have health insurance? I know I opposed it. I fought it hard, but it became the law, and it hasn't been undone. In the Trump era, they've just changed the penalty to not be as severe. But there's a brand new sponsor that we have joining us tonight called Get Benefits. And, friends, I want you to write a phone number down that Nick's going to put up on the screen because this will enable you to find what you need in time to avoid the tax penalties, etc., in 2019. 312-588-9443. That's on your screen right now. 312-588-9443. But enrollment starts November 1st. You're going to get a free consultation. You can compare what you have. You can compare the different plans that are out there. You should not be paying for a plan that you don't need, and that is one of the things that has changed a lot since the Obamacare mandate has been overturned. And my next guest will help you search for all the available plans on need and price that you can afford and get you set up in the right one. So if you're overpaying now for health insurance or you're questioning whether or not you are, you need to call my friend Petru Amare, who joins us. He's the CEO of GetBenefits.info, and he joins us now live from Chicago, where he's based out of. Hello, Petru. How are you?
Hey, Kevin. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing perfect. A lot of people don't realize that the enrollment period still matters and that there is still stuff on the books about needing to have health insurance. Explain what the ramifications are.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that, Kevin. But first, let me express my sincere thoughts and concerns about the people that are going through this terrible crisis in Pittsburgh. I think that, you know, it's sad because as a nation, we focus on these crimes and not on the healing process that people need at this time, and try to bring people together and unite and support those families rather than involve politics. I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there because I really feel that the way things are going politically is not going to, you know, do any good. So I hope that we can find more compassion more than interest in trying to win for the party.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Going to the Affordable Care Act, the health insurance industry has been very interesting for the last few years since this law was passed. And there was a lot of confusion, a lot of different plans and very expensive plans. And a lot of people were scared because of the penalties, and they were just getting plans without really understanding all the steps and the processes and the benefits they're getting. And a lot of times I've seen in the last 5 years, I've been directly working with the consumers. With these individual and group plans that people were paying for benefits they were not really using.
Right.
So, what is important for people to know is the qualified health plan, which is a required a minimum essential benefits plans by the carriers, are only allowed to be purchased during the open enrollment, which starts on November 1st and ends December 15th. So what people need to understand is if they don't do it during this time period, they're not going to be able to get another qualified health plan unless they have something called a live event, something that allows them to do that. So it's very important that people understand that this is a critical time for them to review and decide on a plan that meets their budget and their needs.
Well, and maybe because you can do group plans as well, maybe there's small business owners listening tonight looking for a way to provide better plans for their people. This is the time to compare what you did last year, see if you can do something better this year. And what I like about getbenefits.info is that you guys have figured out a way to take the consumer's information and the budget that they have to work with, and then you can go through the hundreds of plans that are out there and say, here's the best one for you. And you've even got access to Christian benefit plans and some others that have not always been readily available in the marketplace, but that are qualified for the Affordable Care Act compatibility. So I love the fact that it doesn't cost them anything for them to call you. You and your team can walk them through what they're currently doing, compare that to what they could do, give them an A-B comparison on the price, and show them the savings that they could incur, and then be able to set them up with a much better plan for 2019. It seems like everybody wins, and they don't pay you a dime to do it.
That's exactly right, Kevin. We don't charge anyone anything. We get paid directly by the carrier only when someone actually enrolls in a plan. And we have created a platform that you have just mentioned briefly where consumers and small groups can actually get on the website, getbenefits.info, plug in their information, and they can get a variety of different options.
Yeah. Friends, if you would like to, if you know that you need to compare your health insurance, what you have and what you could be doing, and you want to take a look at that, I would encourage you to get online to getbenefits.info. Maybe you need a health plan and you know you've not had one. This is the time to do it. Getbenefits.info, getbenefits.info. You can also call 312-588-9443, 312-588-9443, and Petra and his team will help you. Petra, thanks so much. We'll have you back here in a couple of weeks and talk about more stuff, but I'm grateful for you being with us.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV, Nick, is that a current picture of Lower Manhattan? The normal beautiful skyline shot that we normally have to end the hour with, where you have the Freedom Tower just, you know, rising above planet Earth, it's gone. It's just gone. It's like not there. That's because we have clouds and stuff rolling in through the city. But that is the freakiest thing. I think the highest it's showing is like maybe 4 or 5 stories off the ground, and everything else above that is just totally engulfed in fog. Strange. Anyway. Hey, we ran out of time with Petra in the last segment, but I really do want you to consider if your company is in need of a new health plan, or and if you're a small business and you have the ability to direct that, or if you're like the McCullough family and you're doing it, you know, on your own, and you need a health plan that's compatible for your budget, this is the real beautiful thing. Since the mandate has been rolled back, you still have to get health insurance. That's still the law, but you can now adopt plans that are custom with your budget, and you don't have to pay for things you don't want to pay for. For instance, under the old system, the compliant plans had to provide, and I kid you not, for abortion coverage if you were a man planning on having a sex change operation and someday might want to get pregnant. They had to cover an abortion if you, and so to put all of that into a health plan, do you know how ridiculous that is? Breast cancer screenings, in case a man becomes a woman, and then, like, there was all kinds of social engineering and stuff in there. Well, if you would like to take advantage of savings and not have to do all of that now, which, I mean, most business owners don't, then please make sure you jump on getbenefits.info. Or call Petra at 312-588-9443, 312-588-9443. It doesn't cost anything to talk to him at all. He shops your plan for you. He finds the best plan out there and then enables you to make the decision as to whether you stay with what you've got or you want to go with the less expensive option. And he's so good at what he does. I've known Petra for, 18 years now. It's and I just cannot recommend him highly enough, and I know that you'll be very satisfied with him working on this for you, because it will solve a major piece of your budget, whether you're a small business owner or a family that's seeking health insurance. 312-588-9443, 312-588-9443, getbenefits.info. is the website, GET Benefits, 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 getbenefits.info, or 312-588-9443, and just give it a try. Try it for yourself and prove to me that it works just as good as I told you it did. Anyway, coming up, hour two, Bridget Fettesy with us tonight, fan favorite in the Ladies' Lounge.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And have